This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Now to a story about Twitter. Remember when it started and people wondered if anybody could say anything important in 140 characters or less? Well, a half a billion users later, Twitter's got a new challenge for us. Try to tell a joke in 6 seconds or less. Shannon Mullen reports on Twitter's team up with one of the biggest brands in comedy.
As if it's not hard enough to be funny when you've got a whole stand-up routine. Next week, Comedy Central's comedians will spend 5 days telling jokes in tweets and super short videos made with Twitter's new Vine app.
Well, thankfully, I'm not the one who has to make the jokes.
Walter Levitt is executive vice president of marketing for Comedy Central.
Twitter really has, over the last couple of years, become a terrific social platform for comedians and for comedy, and it just seemed like an absolute logical place for us to try something new and innovative.
For Twitter, it's not about making media, but giving partners a place to put theirs and attracting the built-in fan base. The company bought Vine last fall and just launched a music discovery app.
Well, Twitter has rolled out a strategy of expanding beyond 140 characters.
Richard Greenfield is a media analyst for BTIG Research.
High-quality content from brands like Comedy Central is a great way to introduce new people who have not tried Twitter to use it.
From a cost perspective, the content will come cheap for both Twitter and Comedy Central, says media analyst Zachary Rees-Davis with Forrester Research.
Compared to producing a full television show, Comedy Central doesn't have to invest that much resources in it in order to see, will this work?
Think six-second comedy sounds impossible? Check out day two of the Twitter Fest when some of the pros plan to prove otherwise. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.
Okay, I'll take a stab at it. Why did God create stock analysts? In order to make weather forecasters look good. Okay, all right, we'll leave it to the pros, I think.